Good evening, Southern Garrett. My name is Bo Weaver, representing the National Judges Association here at the Kaiser Show on September 16th. I'll be judging individual analysis visual on the field here. I'm starting here on side two at around the 30-yard line, taking a look at your color guard as we start the show.
Go, Southern!
Looking through the color guard to the flugelhorn player, passing over here inside to the 40-yard line. Nice marching technique with the foot. Very well defined. Sampling the baritone. And the color guard on the 45-yard line, a nice horizontal. Working in the color guard. All right. Just watch the initiation of that wrist roll technique. All right. Good. And a nice pop toss. And just make sure that we are making sure that we define where that release point is. So we had different heights, right, on that pop toss. And it basically this needs to be redefined on where the release point is so that they come out all even, right? Okay. Taking a look at the drum line as we're over here on side two. Bass drums, nice backing up step, right? Make sure, though, that we do know the length of the phrase is where we come to a stop, right? We had one bass drummer on the knee here that was moving past the halt from the rest of the line. Continuing my way over here now on side one, taking another color guard sampling here. Okay. Very nice with the upper body, or sorry, lower body work coming in with the flag, right, with the plies in the second position. And again, just to continue to define where our feet position are going to be as far as are they turned out, are they parallel? When you do bring them together in the first position, are they supposed to be together? Continuing my way on side one, making my way to the front of the field. So. So. Taking a look at the mark time technique in the playing band, demonstrated by the piccolo player. Very nice. Again, with the trumpet player, just making sure that we know the length of phrase so that when we come to a halt and bring the feet together, that we're not moving after the halt. Taking a look as we're backing up. We are getting a bit of different interpretations as far as the foot technique backing up. Are we supposed to be in releve on the heels and only using the toes only, or are we supposed to roll down to the toes, right? The piccolo player here on side one by the 40-yard line is doing a once-level job being up on releve. However, the tenor sax is we're rolling down to the heels, right? Let's continue to define what the style is and make sure that we're all adhering to that. Getting a sampling again of the color guard coming backing up here. Nice use of angle, nice use of the flash behind the head, right? Let's watch with the front color guard here between the 30 and 35 yard line that we're spotting our head to the front rather than being directly to the side. Right, make sure that we're presenting to where they need to be. Right. Taking a look at the baritone sax now. Nice change of direction as we did the backup, and now we're going a more aggressive step on the diagonal. Getting my way out of here. Again, nice aggressive step off with the tenor saxes as we are moving now on the diagonal, on the oblique, down to side two. All right. presentation by the flag soloists, right? All right, and nice release toss. Oh, I'm going into a horizontal. Excellent. All right, very well done. All right. Moving my way back over to here to side two. Tenor, again developing nice technique on the backward march, basically up on the toes, all right. So, moving away to the front now on side two. Very nice step off by the baritone saxophone as we're doing, again, that backup technique. Marching technique is pretty... is pretty consistent back and forth. Here again, just a certain individual is just not being sure the length of phrase when they go to make a direction change, right? I'm sure that's going to improve on itself with more repetition and more rehearsal as the season progresses, right? Now, as we're in this static form here around with the horn line, okay, we do want to address where the shoulder positions are. It looks like most of the shoulders are parallel to the front sideline, and but some people around towards the back of the arc here did have the shoulders turned into the arc, right? Very nice. You also have your performers in a nice spread set, and that actually adds a level of difficulty with being able to hold forms and also to project sound. I know that's another caption. But your group tends to, it looks like they're doing it very, very well, handling it very well. Let's take a look at the horn angles with the trumpet section. One trumpet has her horn more toward the ground, and the silver trumpet next to the 50 has her horn basically pointed up at a nice angle towards the box, okay? We'll address the same thing with the mellophone player, just to make sure that, again, that we have a nice unison statement, even though we're in a different section. Okay. Taking a sampling of the color guard again as they're coming out with the Captain America flags. All right. Nice angle work. And again, we just want to make sure that we define what our backup technique is, right? One flag on the end of the arc here, again, rolling to the heels, and the others are making a stronger presentation being up on the toes. Here again, you actually add another layer of difficulty by having your color guard spread so far from the horn line and the drum line, right? But again, they seem to be handling well as far as being able to maintain pulse control. Okay. Make my way back now to the back of the field on side two. Again, just taking a look at the posture of your playing members, again. Most people are demonstrating a very strong posture, being able to lifting up from the hips and through
Ladies
the core
into the
upright position. And again, just continue to define and make sure that everybody's adhering to that style so that you are achieving at a much higher level. All right. Very good, Southern Garrett. Nice
Some
performance tonight. All right. I'm sure you're glad to get that one under your belt. And hope my comments have been helpful again. Just keep continuing to work on the foot technique, the posture, shoulder angles, all those things that will help clean up your presentation and actually make a much better presentation to the audience. For a more enjoyable experience.
Good luck on your second year.
Thank you very much. I hope to see you later in the season.